Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, March 9th, the moon remains in Cancer for most of the day before transitioning into Leo at 10:59 p.m., continuing the waxing gibbous phase. The day begins with an emotional and introspective tone, but as night falls, the energy shifts toward confidence, self-expression, and visibility. This transition reminds us that growth happens both in our inner world and in how we share ourselves with others. Aries, the Cancer moon, encourages reflection on your emotional foundation. You may feel the need to connect with home or family, grounding yourself before the shift into Leo. By evening, as the moon moves into your fifth house, your energy lightens and you're drawn to self-expression, playfulness, and even romance. Taurus, the day starts with the moon in your third house, making it ideal for important conversation and deep reflection. As the moon enters Leo, your focus shifts to emotional security, home, family, and your personal sanctuary become your priority. Seek comfort in familiar spaces. Gemini, the Cancer moon, in your second house, urges you to consider where you are investing your energy and resources. Are your choices bringing real emotional fulfillment? By evening, the shift into Leo activates your third house, bringing a desire for communication, excitement, and new ideas. Cancer, the moon spends most of the day in your sign, amplifying your emotion and heightening self-awareness. You're deeply in touch with your needs. As night falls and the moon moves into Leo, you shift into a focus on personal values, financial security, and self-worth. Confidence begins to replace introspection. Leo, the Cancer moon in your 12th house may bring quiet introspection, encouraging you to process hidden emotions or past wounds. But as the moon enters your sign by night, you emerge from the shadows, feeling re-energized and ready to shine. Trust this transition. It's your time to step into your power. Virgo, the moon in Cancer supports your 11th house, making the first part of the day about connections and shared dreams. You may feel drawn to social interactions or group endeavors, but when the moon shifts into Leo, your focus turns inward. The night calls for solitude, rest, and reconnecting with your spiritual self. Libra, the Cancer moon highlights career and ambitions, making the morning ideal for structuring your path forward. By evening, the Leo moon energizes your 11th house, shifting your focus to friendships, networking, and long-term goals. Collaboration may prove especially valuable. Scorpio, the moon in Cancer expands your 9th house, making the early hours perfect for seeking wisdom, studying, or reflecting on your beliefs. As the moon enters Leo in the evening, your focus shifts to career and public life. Confidence builds. Are you ready to take the stage? Sagittarius, the Cancer moon in your 8th house stirs deep emotion and introspection. You may feel the need to process personal transformation or reflect on trust and vulnerability. By evening, as the moon enters Leo, you're ready to step into expansion, seeking adventure, learning, or even planning travel. Capricorn, the Cancer moon, in your 7th house, plays attention on relationships, personal and professional. You're assessing who brings emotional security into your life. By evening, the moon shifts into Leo, intensifying emotional depth, intimacy, and transformation. This is a moment to release what no longer serves. Aquarius, the Cancer moon, in your 6th house, encourages focus on daily habits, work, and self-care. You may feel the need to nurture your body and mind. But when the moon moves into Leo, your attention shifts to relationships, partnerships, and balancing give and take in your closest connection. Pisces, the Cancer moon encourages creativity and emotional self-expression in your 5th house. You may feel drawn to art, love, or joy-filled experiences. But by evening, the moon enters Leo, bringing a more practical focus. How can you bring passion into your daily routines and work life? Thank you for joining me on Burn on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.